Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The buy-in price for Rutgers at Maryland is $12. And I'm like,
well, you better hope that the action goes in your favor tonight. You can afford those tickets.
Look, it's just a chance to go to a college football game, and I'm not any responsibilities. Pre-game tailgate. We didn't get to tailgate at Purdue and Oregon because we rolled in right around game time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the thing that would cost the most is like getting a parking pass. If you ever, you've been to Maryland Stadium, right?
No.
No. All right.
They weren't in the B1G when I was there.
Kang, I'm assuming you've never been there?
No.
Yeah, I can get you a ticket this weekend if you...
Oh, yeah? All expense paid trip?
I can get you a ticket.
Oh.
I'll expense that.
You driving?
Yeah, we are, because my son, who lives out there now, we need some stuff, so we're loading it into the car and off we go. But...
So there's more than just...
My wife's going, and... And we'll see if I can. Now now it's up to a, hey guys, let's go tailgate. Hey, let's go into the stadium.
Turn into a Doug trip, Kang.
It always does.
This turns into a Doug.
Yeah. It always does.
Well, hold on. If I get them to go to the game, it's turned into a Doug trip. Is this like the worst pot? Like, can you think of a worse Big Ten matchup?
No. No, I can't. Like, for me personally, no. There's nothing less exciting than those two teams. Like, with Purdue, I can muster up some kind of warm fuzzy because that's where my dad went. Outside of that, I mean, Purdue's awful. Indiana's actually good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern is intriguing. Northwestern is such a beautiful setting.
Yep.
You can handle it. Like, if you had to go sit watch a Northwestern-Rutgers game, I would do it because it's so beautiful where it's at.
Because it's on the...
It's right in the water. It's awesome. But Rutgers, Maryland is the worst.
Maybe we take some texts from people, just the worst game you ever, you knew it was going to be bad, and it, like, you went anyway. 248-539-9797.
Look, I've gone to some Michigan State games and I knew we're not going to turn out well.
Yeah.
But I think that's different too, because you're going to see your team. This is
No dog in the fight. I agree with that. If we need to eliminate all the local stuff, and it doesn't have to be college. But if you just were in a town and said, "Yeah, I'm going to go watch this Jacksonville, Jacksonville Patriots game." 248-539-9797. Let's get to your open line calls. Ray is in Romulus, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? Hey,
good, Ray.
Listen, you being a former basketball player, I'm quite shocked that you made those comments about Cade Cunningham. If you take a look at it, we probably lost two to probably three games in the fourth quarter, having a fourth quarter lead, but just turning the ball over on just petty dribbling acts by Cade Cunningham. And also Ivy. So what I'm trying to say is this. We should not continue with the experiment that you mentioned, because Cade has already proven that he's not a point guard. He's not a ball handler. Ivy is not a ball handler. It will be so nice to see this team acquire some type of point guard, because there's no true point guard on this team to distribute, because we all know Cade can score. We all know that Ivy can score in transition. But when it comes down to Cade handling the ball and trying to dribble between his legs and getting it taken away, or Ivy running at 100 miles an hour and then jumping in the air and just throwing the ball, who knows where it ends up at. I've seen that story so many times. So we should not experiment during the season and lose games while trying to, you know, see what's going to happen.
Well, I guess it's a different way of how you want to go about it. And I'm not debating that there hasn't been issues, because clearly there have. Ray, for me, it's I keep giving them the ball because I want these guys to be able to develop that. It'd be awfully useful if they do, and I think they can. Guys get better. They're still both in the infancy stages of their career. And so, hey, if you're about winning a game, you know, the next game they play, you might be right. But I'm not about that. I'm about kind of, I'm taking the 30,000-foot view and playing the long game with them.
But understand this. Cade has never been a good assist-to-turnover ratio guy, ever. And so how is he going to now do it in the NBA when you got the best athletes in the world?
Because he's getting better. Happen. Oh, see, I'm not closing the book.
Turnovers?
I'm not closing the book on that, yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago, they said he couldn't shoot threes, and he's 8% better from three than he was a couple of years ago.
But, Doug, I mean, but do you agree that it would be better if we had a point guard that could distribute the ball to these guys?
If they did and could acquire that and needed to win a game, yeah. But I'm going to continue to try to develop them until they have that.
And lose these games in the fourth quarter, because there is no way in hell we're supposed to have lost that game against Miami.
Ray, well, they didn't.
I know, but come on.
They didn't lose the game.
That was a stroke of luck.
Was it a stroke of luck that Harrell got on the heater, too?
That who?
That Tyrell Hero got a little crazy. Got on the heater.
No, Tyrell, he has shown that before in previous games. So he has shown
that. You'll dismiss that. They had a 9-point lead late in the game, and you'll say there was no luck in that, but there's luck that the Pistons were able to pull it out.
But he has proven to be able to make a streak of threes. Tyrell has done that. That's nothing new for him.
Well, again, if they're trying to win a single game, Ray, you bring up a point that I would agree with. I'm not trying to win a single game. I'm trying to make this team as best they can be. Like, if you look, you sound like you think Cade is defined and this is who he is going to be the rest of his career. But just look at his assist numbers. This is in his career. I brought this up. 5.6, 6, 7.5, and this year 8.3. He's getting better at that aspect of the game. Now, his turnover numbers are high this year. I would agree. His shooting throughout the course of his career, 31, 28, 35, 34.3 right now, better than it was earlier in his career. Parts of his game can get better, and I am hoping that the turnovers are part of it. And that, I would stick with it. Obviously, you wouldn't.
Now, if there was a plus point guard that became available on the market, should they consider it? Absolutely, they should consider it.
The question, too, is, guys, like, you got to ask Bickerstaff or you know, what you want yourself is, do you want Cade working on this stuff only in practice, or do you want to try to get better during the game, right? Yeah. Because if that caller, I forgot his name, but
Ray,
and he wants the Pistons to win games now, which I totally understand. So maybe in his mind, it's like, listen, don't do it during the game because he's just not good at enough yet. Because they clearly have to be working on this in practice. When do you let him do it in the game, though? Because how are you going to know if he's gotten better or not?
Yeah, and, you know, I guess it's just different philosophically as to what you're trying to accomplish. And I understand his frustrations.
Like last night in the Duke-Kentucky game, if for those that stayed up, Cooper Flagg, you know, might be the number one pick overall. In my opinion, he would be, but still early. But one of the best players in the country. Last two possessions of the game.
Did you just say he might be your number one pick? You've been talking about him for 2 years.
Well, might for other people. For me, yes. Okay. But for the last, he was great the whole game. Last two possessions, turned the ball
over.
Yep. I mean, but he's going to get better. He's not a finished product.
Yeah, I mean, he's a college kid, but I still...
Kate's like, what, 24?
I was
going to
say, Kate's not that old either.
Yeah, when he says 23.
Yeah.
When a caller says he's never been able to, how long has he been trying to do it? Because he's not that old.
I guess I just don't think of him as defined yet. And if you don't think he's ever going to develop that, then yeah, I would subscribe to his theory to move on. I'm not there yet. God, I hope he's not done developing. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. All right, there's somewhat big news here in Detroit. It could affect all of us, many of us. We'll get to that today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.